That gracious God of salvation has done all that for us. But there's one thing that he might have done for us, and I'm sure that each of us has wondered sometimes why it couldn't have been that way, which he has restrained himself from doing. And that is to relieve us to the ultimate immediately upon bringing us to faith by ending all evil and bringing us into eternal blessedness. But the God who has loved us so much has loved the world so much. And for the sake of his saving purpose, he leaves us on earth in order to keep the day of salvation ongoing for those who are yet to be saved, and in order for us to participate in his spreading of the gospel of salvation by which others will be saved. He's left us here on earth as people who are led by his Spirit, but still have that flesh of sin from which he rescued us. Because of his leaving us in that fashion, he has found it necessary, as we witness daily in our perusal of the Word, to speak many an admonitory word to us, such an admonitory word as constituted the scripture lesson for today from Romans 8. Such an admonitory word as centers also in that one verse which we cite as text for our homily this morning, Romans chapter 8, verse 15, for you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship, that is, the attitude of an adopted son. He hasn't given us a frame of mind or an attitude of slavery to fall back into fear. Fear is the natural condition in which we live, a condition of which we were uncomfortably aware by the testimony of the law written in our hearts and still there, though made rather indistinct as a result of sin. A fear that has been heightened and made all the more palpably real for us by becoming acquainted with God's revealed law. A fear which is of punishment, including death, and yet a fear which competes with the fear of losing what we lust after. When we know our lost condition, our human prompting for independence and self-sufficiency makes us want to get to work at meriting before God, so that somehow or other we could prove that excellence in ourselves which he requires of people. And yet we have such a strong desire for things that God has forbidden us, that at the same time that we want to accumulate merits in his eyes, we want to compromise that meritoriousness by going after those things which satisfy the desires of our base nature. That kind of fear can operate in every living circumstance, in our private lives, in our public lives, in our home lives, in our working lives, even in an academic setting it can operate. And in all such settings it creates a conflict between an unwilling honesty for the sake of a vain quest after security which we cannot win for ourselves on the one hand, and of clever dishonesty on the other hand for the sake of a success which would at best be success as humans count it, and not a success which God would recognize, accept, or bless. But God hasn't given us that kind of a fear of slavery, that kind of a frame of mind in which to live. Rather has he given us the frame of mind or the attitude of an adopted son, an attitude constantly renewed by the Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. As Paul said in Romans 6, obedience from the heart, slaves to righteousness. by that attitude, we work with God's gifts to obtain whatever fruit he might give as further gifts, so that we can serve him with his continued gifts to his glory and honor, and to the benefit and blessing of our fellow men, while waiting at the same time for that inheritance into which Christ has entered, an inheritance of which we are fellow heirs with him, so that it's ours at the time of his choosing to enjoy together with him. God grant that we may live with that attitude of an adopted son, not an attitude of slavery. Amen.